Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek HaMisha Asa, the 15th chapter in the Rambam Masechet Sha'avos HaTumas, in the laws of the other primary categories of Tumah in the Sefer Torah and Book of Purity, which we continue in the theme of the previous Perek, which had opened up regarding these 12 items that are Sfeikas, that the Chacham said that they're going to be Tar, which were up to item number 5. The Rambam gives Halacha Aleph, Sfeik Divrei Seferim. We said that if there's a Suffolk regarding Rabbinic law as it applies to Tumah, we're going to say the Suffolk is going to be Tar, Ketzet Hasov. So Rama says, Safak Achal Echolim Temein. Let's say someone's not sure that he eats food items that are Tameh. Veshasa Mashkir Temein, or if he drank liquids that were Tameh, which these are Gezeres Chachamim, as we said in Perek Ches, Halacha Yod, that he should be considered like a Shein Latumah. Safak Shalai Echol Veshalai Shasim, he's not sure, maybe he didn't eat, maybe he didn't drink. Or another rabbinic Gezerah. Safak Shabarai Shabarubah B'mayim She'uvim. He's not sure, did he go into a body of water that was from drawn water with his head, the majority of his body? Or did it was poured on him 3 lugan of drawn waters? Safak Shalai Bav Shalai Nafalim. He's not sure, maybe it didn't go into that water. Maybe it did not fall on him that amount. Harizat Tar, he's going to be Tar. Or maybe no. Maybe he did eat the tummy foods, he did drink the tummy liquids. Maybe, no, he did go into the drawn waters and it did fall on him 3 lugan of drawn waters. But now we're not sure, did he touch these tires? Did he not touch these tires? So these purifications are going to remain tar. So too, if let's say he ate, we know he ate these food items, he drank these beverages, but we weren't sure if those food items or those beverages were tummy. Or is it tar? Again, he's going to be tar. The suffix of the Divrei Seferim is going to remain tar. So if someone, let's say, ate truma that was suspended, which is, truma is tummy rabbinically, you're not allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to burn it, it's called suspended. So here also, tahar, we're going to say that he's going to remain tar. So to anything that is from these types of derivatives of tumma, from rabbinic law, which is like regarding Avodah Zarah, Yayin Nesach, similar things which are only from Gezeres Chachamim, Seikin Tar, the doubt is going to be Tar. Now, Aval Ava Tuma, Shuhum Midrash Seferim, but this is only regarding a derivative of Tuma of rabbinic law. But even if it's rabbinic, but if it's an Ava Tuma, then Seikin Tuma, then the doubt actually will be Tame. Elim Kin Hoya Av Atzmei Tama Savik, only if the primary category itself was Tame out of doubt. Could go in Beis HaPros, Veretz Amim, like if there was a cemetery, if there was a grave that was plowed over, or the land of the nations. She'in Seifen al Sveik Magon, where you don't burn for the Suffolk about touching them, K'mesh B'an, like we explained, Perek Gimel, Haloch Yud Gimel, but in general, if it's not a Suffolk, but it's an Avatoma, then you have a Suffolk regarding that, then we're going to say it's not, then Suffolk is going to be Tumah. But if it's a Vlad of Tumas, which is rabbinic law, that's the Suffolk Debre Seifim, that's going to be Suffolk is going to be Tumah. Lacha Beis continues with item number 6. Sveka Chulin, the doubt regarding Chulin, unconsecrated items. He taught us, Oichli Chulin Betara. That's the purity of those who eat their Chulin in the state of purity. Vehem and the Kurama there, what's called Purushin. The Purushin there is separated from Tumah. So Kate said, what's the Suffolk of the Chulin that we're going to say is going to be Tar? So Oichli Chulin Betahara, so of those who eat their Chulin in the state of purity, Shenoy Lidlehem Sveik Tumah Betahara, saying that they developed a doubt of Tumah regarding their purity, pure items, Hadei Elu Tahayrim, Kachal, or the Gersis Bechal, HaSveik is Kulam. So it's all going to be Tar in all their doubts, Ve'elim Tumah Elu Tumah Betahara, and it's not going to be considered Tumah, only if it's a definitive Tumah. Halacha Gimel continues to item number 7, Sveik HaKarbanis. Regarding a doubt of Karbanis, we say the Suffolk of the Tumah is going to be Tar, Ketzer also. So Mechusi Kippurim, someone's lacking atonement. Sheesh lov sveik chamisha karbanas, that there's a doubt if they're obligated in 5 karbanas. Could go in, for example, for Isha, a woman sheesh lov sveik chamish zivas. We're not sure if she had the halacha of a zava, or gedayla, which is obligated for the karban, 5 times we have the suffix. Or sveik chamish ladies, or a doubt if she had given birth 5 times. For example, let's say she had a miscarriage. We're not sure, was it already that the child was formed and was considered a ledo or not. So these yeledas and zava, they're obligated in karbanas, and as long as she doesn't bring a shenal nala ikachim, that calls her a mechutzi kippurim. So that's regarding a doubt regarding her karbanis. So the halacha is, we do it leniently. Mevin karban echad, she only has to bring 1 karban. V'tar lecha b'kachim, and she's pure to ready to eat kachim. V'enashar lo chayva, we don't say the rest is obligatory. K'meshav an mechaz mechutzi kippurim, like we explained the laws of those who are lacking atonement in Perek Aleph halacha yud. Item number 8, halacha dalad, svik negoim. The doubt that applies to a negev tzaras, Kate said, how's that case? Actually, if it was not yet declared to be tummy yet, and we have a doubt, Sveikei Tara, the doubt's going to be considered as Torah Kumesh Barner Beperek Vav Mechaz Nagam, like we explained in the sixth chapter in the Laws of Nagam, which is in Hilchas Tumas Tzaras. Halacha Hei is item number 9, Sveikei Oimid Va'Eber, the doubt of stopping and passing by. Kitzer, how's that? That's regarding a Mitzayra. Regarding Mitzayra, a person has a negative Tzaras on his body, Shiyesh of Tachas Elon, that he's sitting beneath a tree, which he contaminates everything in the oil. But Torah Oiver, and a pure person is passing by. Sofek held the love of Elon Batami. Now we have a doubt. Was the canopy of the overhang of the tree hanging over that person who was passing by, and therefore his tummy, because he was in the same oil as a Mitzayra? Sofek loy held the love. We have a doubt, maybe it did not hang over him. Same thing as, let's say, the Torah person was sitting beneath the tree. The Mitzayra Oiver Tachtim, and the Mitzayra is passing by, which he only contaminates when he stops, not when he passes by. Safik Amara Mitzayr bin Matar, we're not sure. Did the Mitzayr stop over there and therefore the Tar person was sitting there became Tami? Safik Laman maybe didn't stop. Sveikei Tara, that doubt of Oymid Ba'iver is going to be Tar. Halacha Vav contains item number 10, Sveik Shratzim. The doubt applies to the dead crawling creatures. Zes Sveik HaNizrak, and this is also known as the doubt of being thrown. Ketzer, how so? Zarek Sheretz Oydaber Tami Lebenakakras. If someone threw one of these dead bugs or some other Tami items amongst the loaves of bread. Or the other way around, threw a loaf of bread amongst the tummy items. Now it's not clear when he threw it, did it touch the tummy, touch the tara or not? That suffix of the zrika of the nizrakin, which is like that of throwing a bug, it's going to remain tar. And the reason for that is, since when you find the pure loaf, it's not touching the tummy item at that moment, because old tummy is as you find it. And Ve'einam, you don't say, oh, Sheminoga boy, maybe it did touch, but maybe subsequently fell on the side. No, it's like you find it. Since you find it not touching, that's where we say the suffix is going to be tar. Let's say Asheretz Befei Achuldo. Let's say that dead crawling creature is in the mouth of a weasel. And now the weasel is walking amongst the loaves of Truma. Now, suffix Naga, it's not clear, did the dead Sheretz touch the loaves of Truma, Savik Lenoga maybe didn't touch. So Sveikei Tar, the doubt is going to be Tar, even in Rosh Hashayachid, Nishalei Nacha Tumah, because the Tumah, which is the dead Sheretz, did not stop. Any Tumah that's in movement is included in this category of the Nizrakim of being thrown, which here it's moving because it's in the mouth of the weasel, and therefore the Safik is going to be Tar. Hishma Lechis Bay, let's say the weasel was walking, Vinagas Pekakaris, and it touched the loaves. But Safik Chai Safik Mes, although the bug touched the loaves, we're not sure whether it's dead or alive, because it only contaminates when it's dead. Okay, here also, Hari and Tyrus. That Safik is going to be Tar. Now, B'med Ramon, when we say this, B'zman Shonin Tolatu B'holchala, only if the weasel took the dead bug and then it went away with it. Now, Avlam Nimtza Meis Befiya, but let's say we subsequently find the Sheretz dead in the mouth after it came off from the loaves, Hari Elu Tmeis, then the loaves are going to be Tame, because, like we said in Allah above, all halachas are tumah, as you find it. And since when you look and you find it, you see tummy, we're going to presume that it was dead, and therefore it was metame, the loaf that it touched. Now, let's say you're uhu chai befiya, but let's say you saw it alive in the mouth. Now, ava bishab mitzu uhu, although subsequently you find it meis befiya, when you go to take a look, wait a second, it touched the loaves and you see it's dead in its mouth, hadeil tarz, and actually the loaves are going to be tar, because ultimately this sheretz had a chazak of tahara, the loaves were. We knew at one time the Sheretz was Tar, which is not Metame. So those subsequently find that it's dead, we're going to go with the previous presumption that it was alive, and therefore they're going to be Tar. Let's say the Sheretz is in the mouth of the weasel. And the dead carcass is in the mouth of the dog. These creatures are walking amongst the Tar items. Or the Tar are walking amongst them. The doubt's going to be Tar. Because in the animal's mouth, it's not considered stationary, and therefore it's included in the items that are like thrown around. And since it does not have a permanent place, it has this leniency of the nizrakim. However, if they were pecking with them on the ground, then it's like it was placed down, even though it's in motion. Then it would contaminate retroactively from because of the doubt. If it was in the private domain, like we can explain later on in halacha ches. Item number 11, halacha ches. Sveik rishus adam ketzah. What's the halacha of the doubt regarding a public domain that we say the suffix is going to be tar? So if you have tumah shemenachas v'shus ram, if you have a tumah item that's placed in the public domain, suffix naga bo, suffix loy naga, now it's not clear, did he touch it, did he not touch it? Sveik tar, the doubt's going to be tar. Ha'isim v'shus hayachid, but let's say that tummy item was in the private domain, But Sabik Nagim Basabik Lenagim is not sure that he touched it, did he not touch it, then Sveker Tameh, then the doubt is going to be Tameh. Now, B'choli Lo HaSvekes, now all these 10 doubts that we counted up until this point, She'tiru Chachamim, Afil B'Shos Yocha, that the Chachamim said it's going to be Tar, even the private domain, is, in contrast to the last two, which is Rishos Rabim, is Menesha Imhem Das Lihishol, is because the items that are the Safik is on, they don't have intelligence to be asked if they touched or not. Commercial bar, like we'll explain later on Perek Tezayin Halacha Beis, because the Halacha of Safik Tumah Shasu Yachid, that we say the Safik is going to be Tameh, is learned out from the Saita, the suspected adulterous woman. A woman has intelligence to be asked, and therefore we can only learn out what's similar, and only then do we say Safik Tumah is going to be it's going to be Tameh. But if it doesn't have Das Lishol, then even in the Shasu Yachid, we're going to say that all those 10 cases that we spoke about, meaning in Rishos Rabim, it's always Safik is going to be Tameh. In Rosh Hashanah, that we say it's Tameh, is because we compare it to the Saita. But all these 10 items that we spoke about, that since there's no Das to request them, so it's not going to be similar to the Saita, and therefore the Tzafik is going to be Tahar and not Tameh. The final item, number 12 in Halacha Tes, Sfeik Shteira Shuris Ketzad. What's the Halacha of the doubt regarding the two different domains? Is Hayadavit Tameh Rosh Hashanah. If let's say it was a Tameh item in the private domain, but Davit Tameh Rosh Hashanah, there was a Tahar item in the public domain, or it was the opposite. Now, the Nogam Achmem, he touched one of them. Vein Yidu Be'ezem Nogam, he doesn't know which one he touched. Or he caused one of them to move. Vein Yidu Be'ezem Hesed, doesn't know which item he caused to move. If that was a Tameh Adam that could contaminate by carrying, which Hesed is, according to the Rambam, under a subcategory of that of Masa. Or similarly, let's say one of them contaminates with the halacha of oil. The Hel Al Achmem, and he leaned over one of them. Vein Yidu Be'ezem Hel, he doesn't know which one he leaned over. That is a tar, and that's also going to be tar. If you have a suffix regarding Rishos Yechav, Rishos Ram, which of the Chtei Rishuyas, we're going to say that person is going to remain tar, like we say regarding suffix Tumah, Rishos Ram. Now, the Ram explains the concept of Cheskes Tara. Ava Bishas Fek Rishos Ram tar, although we say that the doubt regarding the public domain is going to be tar, Kishayavi Lishol, when the person comes to ask, they tell him, look, Im Tevalta, if you're going to immerse yourself in the mikveh, Imakar Chevzah, there's no great laws, in other words, and therefore go Tevel. Im tavel if he immerses, he's a mashubach. That's praiseworthy. But v'mloy tavel v'asa taras. If he does not immerse and he does taras, harein taras, then he's going to remain taras. Shesvik v'shes ram tar, because the doubt as it relates to the public domain is retains its cheskes tara and it's going to be tar. Halacha yud. Similarly, regarding the cheskes tara, sheret shenimtza sarf. Let's say you find a dead, crawling creature that's found burnt. Now, as it's burnt, it does not contaminate, and you find it umunach lagabei oichalon. It's on top of food items. Or similarly, b'chein talish and nimtzis bluya. Let's say you find a cloak that's found to be worn out, which is not mitame. But you know that it was tame before it got worn out. Or let's say another case, a machach and nimtzis shvura echaluda. You find a needle that's broken or rusty, which that removes it from its tame because it doesn't have utility anymore. And you find these items, bein akelim, amongst other vessels. Hare'elu tahayim, they're going to remain tahar. Bein mishos yach, bein mishos yach, whether in the public or even the private domain. And the Einam, we don't say, wait a second, Shema Achash Shanaga B'Cholness, or maybe the Sheretz was only burnt after it already touched the food items. Or V'Achash Nit Makelim B'Maga Hatalas V'Machad, or maybe after the vessels became Tame, having touched the Tame cloak or the Tame needle, maybe only then Nishbira Ayachlida, maybe only then did it break or get rusty, Uvalsa Hatalas, and then only then did the cloak get worn out, Ashatada, until where it purifies it. No, we don't say that. Shakal Tumas Keshas Mitzias, and calls all Tumas like as you find it. And since you find it broken, you find it rusty, you find it worn out, you find it burnt, therefore we're going to presume that the item that it touched is going to remain tar. Lachid Alf. Shnei Edim Oimelev. Let the two witnesses tell him, Nitma, you became Tami. Oime says, no, Tarni, I'm tar. So who Neman al Asmai, although generally believe two witnesses, he's believed regarding himself because, as the Gemara says, increases, other Neman al Asmai, Yesim Me'edim, a person believed regarding himself more than 100 witnesses. But the Alpha began, even so, we don't tell him to go get involved in Taras. Elim, only if he did get engaged with pure items, we say it remains Tar. But he should be concerned for himself. Now let's say one witness says, Nitma, you became Tami. Two people say, Loinitma, you did not become Tami. So that's Bein Mishos Ram, Bein Mishos Yoch, whether public or private domain, Tari is going to be Tari, because two witnesses are best that of one witness, and they said he's not Tami. Shlaimim, let's say two witnesses say, Nitma, you became Tami. Beidach Arayim, late Nitma, one witness says he did not become Tami. Say, Rosa, Bein Mishos Yoch, Bein Mishos Ram, whether the private or public domain, that is in them, he is Tami. Because two witnesses versus one say that he's Tami. Edom and Nitma of Edom and Loid Nitma. Let's say one witness says he became, one says he did not become. One woman says he became tummy, one says he did not become tummy. So that's a suffik hashaka, that is a doubt. So it's a regular suffik. So in the private domain, it's going to be tummy. In the public domain, it's going to be tar. Like we said, regarding all sveikas, that the person is going to be tar.